there's certainly an intelligence community drama that's playing out very much in public. And one of the things that came out in public was that President Obama's own CIA director, Leon Panetta, lost the internal battle, as he argued, to at least redact, that is to say, sort of cover up or delete portions, very sensitive portions, of these memos. Obama ruled against his own CIA chief, and pretty much the entirety of these memos on harsh interrogation techniques have now been made public.
And of course, General Hayden was on the one of the weekend talk show on Fox News Sunday, talking about why he thought that this was such a bad decision.
Yeah.
And it's particularly fascinating to me, in an age where we are talking about transparency, how do you apply transparency to the intelligence community becomes a very, very difficult issue, doesn't it?
It sure does. Although the underlying issue, I guess the argument is, what's the underlying issue? Is the underlying issue getting the sensitive information we need to protect ourselves, or is the underlying issue, what does the United States stand for around the world? Clearly, the president is siding on the latter issue as the more important one at the end of the day, and he said that at the CIA. He said, look, there are times when we're just going to have to do things the hard way, meaning, you know, collect in sensitive information without the benefit of these harsh interrogation techniques because of what we stand for. So I think, though, that the arguments by General Hayden and others, such as Vice President Cheney, that we've sort of let the cat out of the bag, that we've let the enemy know how we operate and so forth, sort of falls apart, because the whole Obama message is, hey, we aren't doing this anymore. So revealing what it was we were doing in the past, to me, doesn't really give anything up to the enemy. Really, the adversary already knew what was going on, because there were quite a substantial number by now of former captives have been released and have testified publicly as to what happened to them. So really, the totality of what was done to folks under these harsh interrogation techniques has actually been known for a while. What was new in the memos was a kind of, to me, a sickening sort of antiseptic quality and cold quality to the way this stuff was discussed. You know, there was this sort of reasonable sounding quality to the memos that I found scary. You know, people shall not be waterboarded more than 3 times a day and for more than, you know, 20 minutes at a time. It sort of sent a chill through me as I read.
Well, there was a there was one part where they actually talked, you can pour the water from so much inches, but not from a, you know, and it was, I mean, all of this gets, you know.
Yeah, and General Hayden was on the weekend shows, and, you know, the issue of slamming prisoners up against walls came up, and he said, well, it was a false wall that sort of had a little give in it.
Right.
You know, I don't know. To me, I don't find these things particularly reassuring. And the reception that the president got at CIA with some pretty boisterous cheering, I think, suggested that the intelligence community morale, at least, cannot be said to be, you know, in the dumper as a result of Obama making this ruling. I think the CIA was in a tough position around the world. It wasn't just that the United States was using harsh interrogation techniques. It was that the CIA was known to be the one agency in the U.S. government that used these techniques. The bullseye was really on the CIA, and I don't think that helped the agency at all. I think it's going to be better for the agency now that kind of the deck has been cleared. And now, of course, the question is what happens, whether there are investigations and prosecutions and consequences. Obama is saying intelligence officials won't be prosecuted, but there are certainly some ongoing investigations on the Hill, which brings us to the other issue that really amazed me.
And this whole story is just, and we're talking about Representative Jane Harman and,
yes,
and all sorts of stuff. I mean, I was reading this morning and just, I just couldn't stop reading it.
A remarkable story. The New York Times had a story a few days ago about an unidentified congressman being picked up by National Security Agency intercepts of domestic phone conversations, which, as you know, was a very controversial issue in the Bush administration. Now, Congressional Quarterly has revealed, and the New York Times has followed up on the fact that it was Representative Jane Harman, Democrat of California, a senior member on the House Intelligence Committee in the years after 9/11, who was caught on tape apparently discussing whether she might go to bat on behalf of pro-Israeli lobbyists who were suspected of espionage against the United States and under an ongoing investigation. And what's one thing that's amazing is, first of all, that the NSA intercept program would capture a member of Congress in conversation, suggesting that the program went way beyond where the Bush administration had described as having been focused only on conversations where at least one participant was a known terrorist.
Well, and there have to be a lot of lawmakers on the Hill who are just torn in two directions. Number one, they're going, hey, they want to attack Harmon, but they're going there, but for the grace of God.
Well, yeah, and of course, now that I think members of Congress have to wonder what other tapes of members of Congress might exist in the NSA files at this point. And, you know, a double irony is that Harmon herself had been a defender of the eavesdropping program, based in part on the assurances that it wasn't capturing, you know, innocent Americans, in any way involved in any conversations that involved terrorism. So, and then, of course, the third piece is Harmon herself now being perhaps in some sort of difficulty over whether she did something unethical, and that'll have to sort itself out further.
And she has been seen as one of the real rising stars, a Democrat who has been, as you said, a Democrat who favored the NSA's moves on these issues.
Right, she did not get the chairmanship of the House Intelligence Committee. She was involved in a feud, some sort of political feud, with fellow California Democrat Nancy Pelosi, the House Speaker. And apparently on these tapes, one part of the conversation is that a well-to-do pro-Israel contributor would agree to threaten Pelosi with cutting off campaign contributions if Harmon did not get the chairmanship. Well, I would say that any chance of her getting the chairmanship now are thoroughly gone.
Yes.
And but it is a loss overall for the party, in the sense that Harmon was one of the few Democrats, I feel, who was very credible talking about national security issues and didn't have that sort of, you know, soft on terrorism or soft on national security reputation that so many Democrats struggle with. And she could go on TV, and she was, you know, good with a quote and so forth. But she's basically
and knowledgeable too. I mean, she was one of the I'd seen a bunch of interviews with her, and I've talked to her a couple times,
yep.
And she is very knowledgeable on this subject.
Knowledgeable and very articulate. So it's a loss for the Democratic Party, and of course we'll have to wait and see what sort of, you know, how the, you know, this issue of whether or not she did anything improper, how that sorts itself out. But an amazing development in terms of the NSA capturing this conversation. I think that there was a lot of debate about the warrantless wiretapping of domestic conversations, but as controversial as it was, even the Democratic-controlled Congress has not seen fit to thoroughly shut off that program. But now it's really starting to come out that some of the things people feared, which was a very wide net and the NSA capturing all sorts of conversations, now those fears are coming true. So we may have a second look at this whole issue.